and it's just after 8:30 on Thursday. That means it's time once again to check in with Marianne Combs for our weekly arts roundup. She's our arts reporter from NPR News. Marianne, how's it going?
It's going great. So there's been a lot going on lately in the Twin Cities art scene. One of the things that's been going on, the Gorilla Girls, who are...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they've been doing this Twin Cities takeover. Well, this is sort of the culminating week of their Twin Cities takeover, which has been going on for a couple of months now. And so there's all sorts of events going on this weekend at different venues where they're showing up or they're sort of, you know, participating in different activities. They've got a show at the State Theater. And then there are exhibitions that are also... you know, sort of inspired or part of the Gorilla Girls.
Now, just for people who weren't playing along this entire time, will you give us just a quick Gorilla Girls?
Gorilla Girls are these feminist artist activists who've been around for like 30 years, got their start in New York. People don't know who they actually are. They wear gorilla masks wherever they go. But their whole thing is to provoke conversations about why are art museums predominantly white male artists? You know, why aren't there more opportunities for women artists or artists of color? So they've really just sort of broadened to sort of take on all sorts of social justice issues, but through the lens of the arts. So anyway, they're in town. One of the events that was inspired by their being in town is a show over at Augsburg College Gallery, and this is Reconfiguring Casta. Now, this is a local printmaker, Maria Cristina Tavera, Tina Tavera, and she's doing amazing prints looking at back in the day when Spanish people and Mexican people or indigenous people had children. Suddenly there was this whole casting of like, okay, what color are you? And so you fit into here, and so that means your caste is this, and you have these rights, but not these rights. So she's taking that and exploring it and saying, you know, look at how weird that was. And how does that relate to the way we look at skin color today? Really cool show, Reconfiguring Casta by local artist Tina Tavera. That's up at Augsburg College. And they've got it up through the end of March. Other stuff we got going on. This is the last weekend to see Moo Performing Arts production of You For Me For You. Really cool show looking at two North Korean women, sisters, and one's journey to escape from North Korea, and you know, because they're starving, they have no food. And so one leaves the country, the other one can't leave. She's got things that are tying her back. And so you see one adapting to life in the United States, and it's this amazing portrayal of what is weird about North Korea and then what is really weird about America, too. And like the consumerism and just the obsession with food, when you know, you come from extreme hunger to people like worrying about their carbs and all that stuff. It's just the strange leap that that makes. And really well done. And one of the interesting things I thought was one of the actresses, she plays all the American women in the show. And you hear her speaking English through an immigrant's ears. So at first, it just sounds like gibberish. You can hear sentence structure and rhythm. You understand that she's saying something, but you just can't understand what she says. And then as time goes on, you hear more and more of what she says. So you start understanding English as though you were an immigrant to the scene.
That is a very cool construction.
Really cool. And the woman who plays the part just does an amazing job. And it's very convincing and also very funny. And that's up at the Guthrie. So this is the last weekend for you to check that out. Okay. You've heard of the Avengers. Have you heard of the Averagers?
No.
The Averagers are local comedy suitcase productions, created the show for the Fringe Festival last summer, and they're bringing it back to the Brantley Bowl the Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays in the month of March. And it's a Minnesota spoof of the Avengers. But instead of Iron Man, you have Iron Range Man. Instead of Hulk, you have Bulk, who's passive aggressive. Instead of the Black Widow, you have the Black Wood Tick. And instead of Thor,
Thor, right?
No, you have Paul Bunyan.
Nice, close enough.
God of Thunder, God of Lumber, all these characters coming together, and it's just a really fun production, great for kids, you know, especially if you have 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds who are totally into heroes, superheroes, great show for them. So that's running at the Bryant Lake Bowl through the month of March.
Super cool. Lots of fun ideas for stuff to get into this weekend. Thank you, Marianne, as always, for stopping in.
My pleasure.
Marianne, as she walks away.